So then you'd start back, you'd get to Central and Circle Hot Springs that day, right?
Yes. Depending on where we wanted to stay. Now we were talking about...
going back towards Chattanooga.
Late fall or...
Yes. Well, or the winter, yeah.
Yeah.
Winter is because that's when you use the trail.
Yes.
Right? Did you stay... You stayed over then at...
Either at Riley's. Sometimes we'd stay at the Springs. Not often. They didn't have the accommodations to take care of the... we used dogs as well as horses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We relied very strongly on O'Leary and Jewel for using their dog teams, and they were excellent dog people. They understood dogs.
Was Stade, you know, we always talk of the Central Roadhouse operated by Stade and Riley. Do you remember Stade?
No, I don't.
He died before you came.
Yeah.
Did he go outside and die, or is he buried up there at the Central?
I think he's buried in the Central Cemetery.
I know Riley is.
As is Riley and Big Nick Knutson, Tommy Kennedy.
Right. And Jans, Langlow.
Yes, and Diamond.
Yep. Remember old Diamond. Well, then... you'd probably make it either to Eagle Creek or Miller House the next run, right? That day.
We try to make Miller House if we could. If it, you know, in the dead of winter, why it's pretty dark.
Well, there's no place in between.
No, there's no place in between. It's really only 14 miles.
Yeah, so you'd make it up there now. Later, didn't Johnny Lake have the... I guess it was after the mail started to come by air. Johnny Lake had the last dog team run up to Miller House and back.
No, Jerry Rivard was after Johnny Lake.
That's right.
And Jerry, he would use whatever was convenient. He had a snowmobile.
And a truck.
And he had a truck.
Right.